News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged residents of Gaza City to evacuate as the military intensifies its offensive on the main urban centre of the Palestinian territory. Greg Carlstrom is the Middle East correspondent for The Economist. He joins us now. Greg, just bring us up to speed on what is happening and what Netanyahu has been saying.
It's the most far-reaching evacuation order that the Israelis have issued so far for Gaza City. What we've seen over the past couple of weeks is very heavy bombardment of the city and Israeli troops moving into some of the outlying areas, some of the refugee camps and towns on the outskirts of Gaza City. They're now obviously preparing for a larger ground offensive in the city itself, and that's why they're telling the entire population to leave. But what we've seen over the past few weeks is that many people are not. There were thought to be about 1 million people living in Gaza City, so almost half the population of the territory before this offensive started. The Israeli army estimates that over the past couple of weeks, maybe 100,000 people have fled to other parts of Gaza. So the majority of the population still thought to be there. And so there are obviously huge concerns about what's going to happen now if Israel does go ahead with this major ground offensive.
Yeah, the defense minister, Israel Katz, described it as a mighty hurricane that'll hit the skies of Gaza City. Will that, it's an appalling vista. It's appalling to think of what might happen. Could it potentially, or is it designed to try and push Hamas into a ceasefire?
If you listen to Netanyahu and Katz and other officials from this government, they are trying to make that argument. They are trying to argue that Gaza City is, you know, a symbol of Hamas's rule over the territory, and that if it loses Gaza City, it might be, or if it faces the prospect of losing Gaza City, it might be more inclined to negotiate. But I think the problem is we've heard those sorts of arguments time and time again over the past 2 years. We heard it in spring of 2024, for example, when the Israelis were planning to go into Rafah in the southern part of Gaza to try to seize control of the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. They presented that as something that would decisively change the course of the war. That hasn't happened. And they've described other offensives that way. They've described the assassination of Hamas leaders as being game-changing moments. None of these things have changed the fundamental obstacle in negotiations, which is that Hamas wants to, in some form or another, survive this war. It wants a guarantee that Israel is actually going to stop fighting as part of a diplomatic agreement, and it doesn't trust that any agreement is going to end the war for good. It's been very stubborn for 2 years, and I'm not sure that even a major offensive in Gaza City is going to change that.
Greg Carlson, Middle East correspondent for The Economist. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.